Hello, everybody. Respected viewers, welcome back to the channel once more. And this time I'm commenting on the agreement that was made in Northern Ireland. So just yesterday. So devolved government is going to be back in Northern Ireland, and it hasn't been there since, if I'm right, the end of February 2022. And that's because of stonewalling by the Democratic Unionist Party, which is the largest party in Northern Ireland. The DUP is only just ahead of Sinn Féin. So the DUP is unionist, which is to say it wants Northern Ireland to stay united with Great Britain, to stay within the United Kingdom, whereas Sinn Féin is nationalist, as they want Northern Ireland to leave the United Kingdom and fuse with the Republic of Ireland. Anyway, so the DUP, they've been playing hardball because they don't like these post-Brexit trade agreements. Now, don't forget that the DUP, they were a pro-Brexit party, whereas really all shades of nationalism in Northern Ireland want Northern Ireland to stay within the United Kingdom. And the staggering thing is, if you cast your mind back to 2016, to that Brexit referendum, they did a survey in Northern Ireland about preferences. Do you want to stay part of the United Kingdom? Would you prefer to join the Republic of Ireland? Now, obviously, there are two major religious denominations in Northern Ireland, as in Protestants and Catholics, and Protestants are slightly ahead of Catholics in number. Now, traditionally, there was a very strong correlation between being a Protestant, being a Unionist, and a quite strong, but not as strong correlation between being a Catholic and a Nationalist. And the staggering thing is how that had broken down amongst Catholics by 2016. A majority of Catholics in Northern Ireland wished to stay within the United Kingdom, even though they tended to vote for Nationalist parties like the Social Democratic and Labour Party, SDLP, the more moderate Nationalist Party, or Sinn Féin. And staggeringly, even 23% of Sinn Féin voters wanted to stay in the UK, which is mind-blowing, considering that Sinn Féin's raison d'être since its foundation in 1906 was the destruction of any link between Ireland and Great Britain. So people would just vote for this party, even though they disbelieved in its major policy, just because of out-of-denominational identity, something like that. Anyway, but after Brexit, all that changed. But anyway, the DUP, they sort of wanted their cake and eat it. They wanted the United Kingdom to withdraw from the European Union. Well, they got what they wanted, but they also wanted an open border, frictionless trade, people going back and forth between the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom, buying and selling goods and services. Right. So that was it. But they want to be part of the United Kingdom, but they wanted this special deal. Remembering, of course, Northern Ireland is the only portion of the United Kingdom that has a land border with the European Union member state, as in the Irish Republic. Right. So the parties are going to come back to Stormont. Stormont is that Parliament building in Northern Ireland just east of Belfast. There was a village called Stormont, and that Parliament building constructed about 1930 took its name from that. So that's the Northern Ireland Assembly is often known by the toponym, a bit like saying calling the UK Parliament Westminster or the Scots Parliament Holyrood. And pursuant to the Good Friday Agreement 1998, there always has to be a power sharing Nationalist and Unionist parties together. The First Minister would be from the party represents the largest community, Unionist, it's always been, and the Deputy First Minister from the leader of the second largest party, and that's Sinn Féin. But Sinn Féin, despite being an all-Ireland party, has got a Northern leader, who's Michelle O'Neill, and then an overall leader, who is not Michelle O'Neill, who's a woman from Dublin, Mary Lou McDonald. So anyway, they're going to come back. The Assembly is going to come back in a few days with the Executive as in effect the Cabinet. So the members of the Legislative Assembly, the MLAs, they will be there. They'll have to choose their new Speaker. Alex Maskey, a Sinn Féin MLA, took on that role, someone who was convicted of theft in the early 70s. But, you know, that's half a century ago. Obviously, you've got to be forgiven for that. So Geoffrey Donaldson has led the DUP since 2022. He's an MP. He's not actually in the Northern Ireland Assembly, whereas Emma Little Pengelly, I hope I pronounced her name correctly, she's an MLA. She took over his Lagan Valley seat. So he's a fascinating character, Geoffrey Donaldson. He's a bit dim, a bit out of his depth, but he's been in politics since forever. In the early 80s, he was the election agent for Enoch Pole, that Englishman who was a Unionist MP for down south, or south down, whatever county down, the southern section of that county. The only ever Englishman to sit for a seat in Northern Ireland Whereas and eventually Jeffrey Donaldson, he won a seat himself for Lagan Valley, former Ulster Defence Regiment soldier. But I remember he was in the Ulster Unionist Party. So only years later, he joined the Democratic Unionist Party. He defected over his opposition to the Good Friday Agreement, which he now accepts. So the minister, there are 9 departments for Northern Ireland, and these are allotted on the d'Hondt mechanism, as in named after Mr. d'Hondt, who was a late 19th century Belgian political theoretician. Policing and justice powers are there. The Northern Ireland Assembly and Executive controls the Police Service of Northern Ireland, the PSNI. So the DUP were adamant that Sinn Féin must be in charge of that. So that was always quite a thorny one to sort out. So it'll be back to business. But a bit of good news for Northern Ireland, but there's a major strike there. Over 100,000 public sector workers withdrew their labour. That's civil servants, teachers, nurses, transport workers, not doctors. So that the railways and the buses are hardly working there. But is this going to sort it out? I'm not sure. So they point out that health and social care staff in Northern Ireland are paid less than anywhere else in the United Kingdom. And all right, the cost of living is low. The cost of property is quite low. That's a legacy. The Troubles Act conflict from about 1969 to 1998 is over a long time ago. But the one of the few good things about that, it was actually very cheap to buy a house in Northern Ireland. So the Assembly and the Executive will be reanimated. And in that 2-year hiatus, Westminster had to legislate for Northern Ireland. And of course, Northern Ireland is represented in the Parliament of the United Kingdom as a delegation of 18 members of Parliament. However, the Sinn Féiners, methinks there are 8 of them, they don't show up because that would require them to swear an oath of allegiance to their sovereign lord, His Gracious Majesty Charles III. And they shan't swear an oath to His Britannic Majesty, as in they're Irish Republicans, and they claim that they are not British at all, and that His Most Gracious Majesty has no rightful sovereignty over any portion of Ireland, that including Northern Ireland, despite them having signed up to the Good Friday Agreement and campaigned for a yes vote at the referendum, which explicitly says that Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, and so on. So it's definitely good news. People say, oh, there could be a recrudescence of the conflict if this isn't agreed. But anyway, the issue has been settled, and they're going to go on. All right, so some concessions. It's all about the DUP not wanting Northern Ireland to be treated differently from the rest of the United Kingdom, believing that's gradually pushing them out of the United Kingdom. So there's going to be a green corridor, a red corridor for goods, because goods coming from Great Britain to Northern Ireland had to be inspected by European Union inspectors to verify that these were compliant with European Union health and safety regulations. Because once they're in Northern Ireland, they could just go over the border into the Republic of Ireland and to anywhere in the European Union without any additional checks. So there's a green corridor for goods which don't need to be inspected because they're going to stay in Northern Ireland. You can't actually guarantee they would, but a red corridor where they actually are going to be inspected to see they adhere to European Union regulations, because EU regulations and British regulations are not all the same. Now the United Kingdom has pulled out of the European Union. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.